This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, again, good morning. Today we have joining us Amy Pope, the coordinator for the PDA and BTR program. And we also have Jamie Saul. She's the coordinator for Accelerate Illinois' QRS and Great Start program. We will have two code words instead of one today that you will need to email me to receive credit for this training. So let's get started with Amy.
Good morning, everyone. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to speak with you all, so I hope you're all doing well. I just have a couple things that I wanted to mention. First of all, we have noticed that we've received quite a few new advisees with master's degrees or higher. And so we're happy to have them, especially if they aren't familiar with the Gateways programs. But we would expect that someone with that level of education would be a short-term advisee, especially if they've worked with an advisor before for undergraduate work. So we just wanted to be clear on that. And if there's anything that any advisee asks you for that doesn't really fall within what a PDA advises for, please feel free to refer them to either Teresa or myself, and we'd be happy to help them. Okay. And if you have any questions, you can let us know about that as well. Another thing that I'd like to mention is we've received so many advisees in relation to Accelerate, which is wonderful. We're actually, we have the highest number of advisees the program has ever had currently, and so that's fantastic. And there, of course, as new things come out and new requests are made, there are sometimes bumps and hiccups along the way. And so I just wanted to be clear again that when you are advising at a center, especially, PDAs are there to work with the individual staff members on their personal professional development. Not with the director on the center's goals, especially as they relate to Accelerate. So if the director has personal professional goals that they want to work on, by all means, they can be an advisee for you. But if they have questions regarding Accelerate or want advice on that, please refer them to their quality specialist. That is the quality specialist's role to assist with that. And then finally, I just wanted to mention again, as more people are coming on board because of Accelerate, and then also those who are seeking credentials, there seems to be confusion out there regarding a basic transcript review versus the review that is done for credentials. They are actually two completely separate reviews. A basic transcript review is very basic, very high level. A credential review digs much deeper, goes into course descriptions, et cetera. And so one has nothing to do with the other. So if you have advisees who send in their transcripts, they will automatically have a basic transcript review done, which will be posted to their professional development record. But please advise them that that does not reflect what will be reviewed or what will be found for credential information. And again, if you have any questions about that, please feel free to contact me as well.
Amy?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Sonia LaCaze. I have one quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Today, I do go to a center for my first PDA work.
Okay.
And I do know that something happened within the mail and they didn't get their packet and things like that. So if they ask me something about Accelerate and I would just say to them, refer them to their quality specialist, but who would that be? Do I know who that person is, or do I just tell them to refer to their quality specialist?
Yep, that is a great question and something that Teresa's going to address for you all we're sure that there's going to be questions about that as well.
Okay.
How do you direct them towards the quality specialist, et cetera? And then as far as questions about Accelerate, I'll let Jamie Saul, she's the coordinator over the Accelerate program and several others. I'll let her go ahead and touch on that as well. But those are great questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Are there any other questions about what I mentioned for you all? Okay, great. We'll go ahead and let Jamie Saul, she is the coordinator for Accelerate, for Great Start and for the quality rating system. So we'll let her take it away.
Amy. Good morning, everyone.
Amy.
I'm sorry. Yes,
Amy, I have one question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. If when you're advising them, if they're asking for like different trainings, like they may say welcoming each and every child and, you know, may want these trainings, they may even bring us a list of trainings or whatever. How do they access this or whatever? It's okay to advise them on that and tell them in terms of if they want to expand themselves in that area.
As far as for their own personal professional development, of course.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to be clear about that because sometimes I get that request. So like, how do I get XYZ training, you know? So I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Jamie. I just wanted to kind of address the previous question in regards to the Accelerate Illinois missing application packet. If you're running into centers that are saying they did not get their alignment packet, please have them contact our office so that we can either get them the information or let them know that, because there are some programs that have not been notified in regards to a transition plan. So they get the most up-to-date information, it's best to have them contact our office and speak with an Accelerate Illinois counselor. I know Accelerate Illinois has been growing tremendously. I'm sure you all are getting a lot of requests. Do any of you have questions in regards to Accelerate Illinois processes or applications that you're hearing from folks in the field?
This is Sonia LaCaze. It's not that I have a specific question. I work for Chicago Public Schools, and we also fund daycare centers along with Head Start. So the biggest issue or concern for our programs have been because they're part of Head Start. Head Start told them regardless of the date that Accelerate gave them on their application, all of their applications needed to be in by December 12th.
And so you know, that's their right to do. However, for Accelerate Illinois purposes, like I say, some programs have not been notified in regards
correct.
To the transition plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly don't know what to say about that. For Accelerate Illinois purposes, we've you know, given folks deadlines.
Right.
If other programs are requiring it earlier, it's not to the program's benefit. If they
correct.
Were a QRS program and have not been notified in regards to a transition plan, if they apply now, they're really
doing an injustice to themselves.
Right.
Okay, so what's the number that we can give to them to contact?
In regards to the application process specifically?
Yes, or if they didn't get their packet.
They can call 866-697-8278 and ask to speak with an Accelerate Illinois counselor.
Counselor. Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem. One thing I heard earlier from someone is in regards to the training hours. What is really neat about that is the e-learning site has many of the Accelerate Illinois trainings available online for center employees, center administrators to be able to take That way they can start and stop as necessary, because we know time is pretty valuable in those centers, and sometimes it's hard to find time to sneak away to take a face-to-face training. So that is available for folks to take. Other than that, does anyone else have any questions in regards to Accelerate?
This is Janice. I have a question.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Are there going to be any discussions about all of these, like, 14 Accelerate trainings that folks need to take, and any articulation and bundling of those to help them meet credential hours?
Well, I believe for credentials, it needs to be a minimum of 7.5 hours in order to count towards credential points. But beyond that, I really can't speak to the credentials program.
I had one final thing that I wanted to add. And I will send this in an email as a recap, but a lot of PDAs have been asking about quality specialists and who to refer them to. And what I found out is, if you go to the Accelerate Illinois provider website, under the resources, there's a helpful link where you can click on and find the local resource and referral service in that area. And then when you find it, it has a list of team members' names and numbers for that person to call. So if you have a director who has a lot of questions about Accelerate, you'll have somewhere to refer them, and then have someone name and number to refer them to. Again, I'll send that in an email so that you guys will know exactly where to find it, but it is a resource that's listed on the Accelerate Illinois provider.
I don't have any other news to share unless you have further questions. I will just turn it back over to Teresa.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, Jane. Oh, do we have a question?
This is Janice. Yeah, this is Janice. In an effort to mute myself back up, I hung up. So I'll connect with you about the answer to that question, or I'll listen to the recording. I'm sorry.
Okay, Janice, thank you. Well, thank you, Jamie, for joining us. I wanted to give out the first code word. So if everyone is ready, the first code word is amazing. Again, I'll say that one more time. The first code word is amazing.
And what are we supposed to do with the first code word? I'm sorry, I must
have came in. You're supposed to, hi, is this Penny?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Penny. I didn't hear you buzzing. I said at the beginning, we're going to do two code words instead of one this time. So I gave out the first code word, and then I'll give out one later.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Perfect. All right, so then the next thing that I wanted to talk to everyone about was paperwork. First, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for all of your hard work with submitting paperwork and meeting those deadlines and getting everything turned in. I really do appreciate it. I do have a couple reminders that I wanted to get out real quick, and then if you have questions, we can definitely address those, some of those, and then some of them you might, if you have like specific questions, you can just email me or call me, and then I can address those with you. But just as a few reminders that there is the 30-day deadline to turn in PDA paperwork. Requests for PDA forms are due 5 business days after the initial meeting date. Just a reminder, agreement and plans are due 30 days after the initial meeting date. Renewals are 4 months or 240 advising minutes. I did have a couple PDAs ask me about that. Sometimes, you know, if you go over those 240 advisee minutes, you might have to renew an advisee sooner than the 4 months. So just to kind of put that out. And then last but not least, I just wanted to remind PDAs that we've been seeing, just like Amy said earlier, we've been seeing an increase in advisees. The advisees are at a high total, the highest that we've ever had. So just asking you guys to please make sure that you're proofreading your billing submissions before turning them in, because with the number of advisors that we have coming in, it just doesn't have, I don't have, I'm not finding as much time to process the multiple correction submissions. So does anybody have any questions about any of that?
I do.
Okay.
This is Sonia again.
Hi, okay. Sonia.
Hi. Now, I've spoken to Teresa about this a few times. When I end up with an advisee, like I have one, we scheduled to meet last Saturday at 1:30. I was going to go to her home. She had a hair appointment. She didn't call me, but she emailed me like at 12:45 and said she was still at the beauty shop. Can we reschedule? I have a lot of advisees that do not do follow through with our meetings. So I personally do not turn in anything because I either didn't meet with them or nothing happened. Is that right or wrong?
Sonia, thank you for that question. That's a really good question and actually a question that I come across a lot. I apologize that, that you're getting a lot of advisees that reschedule. And we actually did have that conversation. So we definitely can discuss that later through email. But if you're coming into advisees that are rescheduling on you constantly or they're not, we see the PDA's time as valuable too. So it's kind of one of those times where you determine that relationship. Is that person really making great effort to work towards their goal? Our services is provided to help the advisees that are striving towards those goals. So it's really sort of your decision on whether you want to continue with advising them. You know, we want you to reach out to the advisees. However, we do know that your time is valuable too. So that's completely up to you if you want to determine that relationship. And then if you want to go into further details, you definitely can email me and we can discuss that.
Okay. So should I not turn in paperwork if I don't ever meet with these people, or should I still turn in something and just say we never met? Because I don't turn in anything.
Okay. You can, well, technically you didn't meet with that person, but on the reflection survey, if you're like decide to close, you can determine that reason is why you decided to close that person.
Okay. So I can still just do the reflection and the reflection or renewals.
Correct. But hopefully you're not renewing someone who's.
No, I haven't.
Renewing someone who's not showing up or calling off on you.
Not a problem.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Okay. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was paperwork and like what I found as the common error. I wanted to bring up the subject of e-com because it seems to be confusing to some people. I just want to put it out there. How we count e-com is counted when the advisee responds in text or email. So if you email or text an advisee, but they didn't respond, there's a box on the contact log where you can mark sent an email but no response. It's only counted as one email when that person responds back to you or if they responded to you first. Does anyone have questions about that? Because I know it's a lot of confusion around e-com. Okay. And then the next thing
I have a question. So, like, last month I spent a long time spending on an email. It was rather lengthy. She didn't respond because her email went to spam. So I did a follow-up call to her, and then that's how I got my response. So should I still have her just say, thank you, we discussed this on the phone as validation, or how do you want that? I probably spent 20 minutes just writing the email.
Janice, this is Amy. And I'm sorry, was this Janice?
Yeah.
Okay. that's a unique circumstance. So I think that if you just want to notate that situation on your log and then, mark it as an e-com, that's fine. And then also note the time for your phone call, that's fine. And no, you don't need her to respond back. But just let her know to get you out of her spam or what I'm very, very much not technically minded. So I know there's a word for that. You're supposed to do something so you don't get put in spam. Let her know that. But as far as your paperwork goes, you go ahead and claim that.
It seems to happen a lot with Yahoo accounts, not so much Gmail, but any Yahoo account.
Okay.
Always go into spam.
Yeah, you might want to just let them know that ahead of time then if you see that they've put down a Yahoo address on their request form. Just let them know ahead of time. But, I think in this specific case, you can go ahead and notate that on your log. And then in the future, if it happens again, go ahead and ask them to reply to your email just saying that, yes, we discussed this on the phone. I think that's fine.
Amy, this is Susan Fahey.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I have a question. It's a little different topic, but I wasn't really sure how to help this advisee. She has a lot of early childhood classes, but not quite a certificate, but she has a number. And then she's got some gen ed classes, and she really wants to get a degree, a four-year degree. So she's not interested in getting into the School of Education. She thinks that might be above her board, but she's, been 10 years plus at a center, and she wants to take the classes at the four-year college to finish up. But I wasn't sure if she could do that because I was thinking that the gateways would make her go for the gen eds at the community college. And I wondered if there's any work around that, because I think that at the university they want her to, because she's so close to getting a degree but not in early childhood, they're going to make her take it at the university. Does that make any sense, or she just falls in the crack and I just say, no, you can't get it?
Actually, I think that is a great question for you to pose to your fellow PDAs who are on the call right now.
Okay.
And then in the future, you are welcome to post questions like that about your advisees not sure which direction they should go in. You can post those on the listserv and put that out there. But, if anyone on the call has information or an opinion about her question, please feel free to speak up. Okay. So,
I'll put it on listserv then.
Go ahead and send it to the listserv.
All right.
Obviously, there are many more PDAs who aren't in attendance today, and we'll go from there, and we'll try to assist you with your specific gateway question as well.
Okay.
We'll forward that to the appropriate people.
And the other thing I'm embarrassed to admit, I wonder, am I the only one that struggles with the calculation thing? I do budgets for a center, but I hate that calculation thing. Oh, gosh, you must be all silly, and I hardly don't have that many, but
yes,
I think part of it, too, the parentheses are missing in the algebraic equation or something, too.
You know what? That's a really good point, and I was going to tease you and say, yes, you're the only PDA who has a problem with that. But
thank you. That really made my day.
You certainly are not the only one. And, what I'll do is I can email you the way I do it, that maybe the way I do it might make a little more sense to you.
Yeah.
And if it does, if it clicks with you, then I'll go ahead and put that
Please
on the
list. Please do. And, you know, aren't there parentheses missing on that sample thing that they give you? I think there's parentheses that are missing.
You can put parentheses in there, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I would, and
this is Sonia. I would need help, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
I
spend more time on that dumb thing than sometimes I do on the advising.
Me too.
Oh, you guys are so awesome. We know it's a pain. And
I know it's a pain because you gave it back for us to do, because I know you guys used to do it a long time ago.
Hey, my hands are up. I do not send you those emails anymore. It's all Teresa.
Teresa, we love you, Teresa.
Yes, I will put on the list for you all the parentheses that she's talking about, as well as the way I do it, that it might click better for some of you. So hopefully, if you've got it, and you know it, just ignore what I'm putting on the listserv because I don't want to confuse you.
No, thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay.
Teresa will thank you, too.
This is Penny. I used to always have problems with it. I called Amy, and she talked me through it. And since then, I have other errors, but I don't have them most of the time on calculations.
Oh, very good.
Teresa's great at talking me all through it, too. So that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. My door is always open. You guys can call or email me anytime. I try to respond to emails very quickly. So if you have questions about billing or calculations, definitely give me a call or email me.
Well, thank you. Really, truly, I'm really embarrassed to ask for help at this point. I feel like, oh, my God, you should know how to do this.
Oh, no. Please.
Thank
no,
you.
Don't be. Another thing that I know over the last couple months is just checking to make sure that you guys have the date of advising listed on your itemized calculation sheet. I know some of you, everybody does their invoice different, so I can't really go into, you know, how everyone does it, but just making sure that your invoice matches the example that we sent out. And there's also an example posted on the member section of the website. Another thing before we got off the call, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned was roadblocks. I definitely wanted to mention that for confidentiality purposes, we cannot discuss why someone has a roadblock, but we're no longer attempting to contact them for 2 months. So if you send in a request for PDA and that person becomes suspended, they would be suspended during one billing cycle, and then which they would be counted as a one-time advisee. Does anyone have questions about that? Okay. Yes.
Is there something specifically we can do to help reduce roadblocks? I know when I initially get a PDA at a center, I ask them to put their N number on there. So, a lot of times with them pulling out the card, they'll say, I need to renew. Or I will say to them, look, you're expired, you know. So, is that, can you give us some general some common roadblocks that you see that we can do to help reduce those roadblocks problems, if that makes sense? I don't know.
It does make sense. This is Amy Penny. And I think the number one roadblock that you all can assume is that they are either not registry members or their membership has expired. So that's a great question to ask up front. And then Teresa can touch on the rest of your question.
A lot of the roadblocks we see do come from center advising. I don't know if you guys saw the message from Amy, but she sent out a message on the listserv about there's a director's portal available now. So if you're at a center and you're meeting with a new advisee and they may not know their registry number, they can actually go to their director now, and the director has an access to a portal where they can look up and see whether someone is an actual registry member. So that might be helpful.
The director does have to be registered on the director's portal, though, so they would need to do that first. But, yeah. And then if any of the directors have questions about the portal site, they can call the main gateway's number and ask for assistance with that, for technical assistance.
Now, Teresa, I know, and this is such a thin line, so this is why I'm asking. Okay, if I'm advising a director, can I set a PDA goal for her to call gateways and learn about the director's portal and get connected? Can that be a goal that will qualify me to get paid for her?
That's a this is Amy. That's a good question, but that's not really part of her personal professional development. But you know, if that's one small thing that you touch on, you can write that in your contact log as also mentions the director's portal. But no, that wouldn't be a personal goal for her.
Okay.
Or him.
Okay. And then thanks for bringing that up, Penny, because I wanted to talk about just a reminder about incomplete paperwork that's submitted. Just making sure that when you're submitting requests for PDA forms, and it could also be a time saver, at the bottom portion of your request for PDA, there's a portion for the PDA to fill out with the meeting. This will be accepted as, you know, for your first meeting, so you're not needing to make a request form and a contact log for that meeting. We can just utilize that information at the bottom portion of that. And then also making sure that, you know, your contact log and your professional development plans are filled out. We utilize that information to show the progress of advisees throughout our program. In the past, we have done research projects based off of that information, just kind of showing, you know, a person's potential in a PDA program and how they've grown. So we do utilize that information, and I know a lot of you know this, but I do read through those contact logs and track all that information and file it away. So if you, you know, wouldn't mind just making sure that that information is completed, that would be great. In addition to making sure that your logs and surveys that you submit are unique to each advisee. Does anybody have any question about that?
Sort of kind of, it's really brief though. So for example, if I met with someone, I'm trying to think, one time I made a block on, I think I may have said something like, the advisee will call her scholarship rep at Gateways to ensure that she submitted her application. So basically you're saying I can't use those same exact words and then put somebody else's name on that contact and submit like the same verbiage. I have to switch it up some kind of way.
How we look at it is that each advisee yes, they may be having similar goals, but each advisee is working at something or working towards something different. They might have similar goals, but, you know, that's just like when you go to a center, no one is at the same level. So from a point of someone who doesn't know our program and might be looking over those sheets, we just like for the logs and surveys to be unique to that advisee so that, you know, for anyone who isn't in our program every day, they could see, you know, the difference between them, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who am I speaking okay, to? Again, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi. Like I stated earlier, today will be the first day that I am going to visit a center. What forms am I actually supposed to make sure I send in for my paperwork purposes?
Okay, Sonia, if you wouldn't mind, I could definitely email that to you.
Oh, okay.
Would that be okay?
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are there any other questions that you all have for Teresa or myself regarding your paperwork? Okay, then. So just a reminder, this was a two code word telenet, so both of those code words will have to be submitted. Teresa will give you the second one now.
Okay, the second code word is advisors. Again, I'll say that again, it's advisors.
You said advisor or advisors with an S?
Advisors with an S.
Okay, thank you.
So, again, I just want to thank you guys for joining us. Please make sure you email me the code words to receive credit for the training. We will be posting a recording of this training to the website for future reference, and I will we will email you to let you know when that's available. And I hope that everyone have a happy and safe holiday.
Thank you very much. This is getting, Susan, this is getting sent to your professional advisors, that one where we put the code words in, not to you directly?
No, you can send it to me, Teresa.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. Again, have a happy and safe holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The organizer has disconnected, and this conference will continue for 60 minutes.